Chodesh Tov, and now that it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, I'm sure that many of us have a sense that Pesach really is round the corner. What I want to discuss today is some of the points to do with kashering kelim. This is, of course, a very big topic and really deserves several hour-long shiurim in their own right, but I want to touch on really a couple of questions that come up pretty much every year. Of course, nowadays people don't kasher so many things. Most of us are able to afford Pesach dishes without going through the difficulties and inconvenience of kashering. But there are often a few things that we want to kasher, particularly people like to kasher perhaps their Kiddush cups, the bechers, to be able to use at the Seder, if those are their silver ones that they want to use for Leil HaSeder, and one will kasher them. And the general rule for kashering is kabolo kach polto, that you kasher something the same way that it became chametz. But in practice, unless things we use with dry heat, we kasher pretty much everything with hagala, which means immersing it in boiling hot water. So even though your Kiddush cup might not have been used with hot chametz at all, it might actually not have been used with chametz whatsoever. You've used it for Kiddush, and unless you put whiskey or beer in it, then it might actually be Pesach deep. But we would, of course, kasher it for Pesach. And two questions come up. First question which comes up is, what pot should I kasher it in? Should I kasher it in a Pesach dik pot, or should I kasher it in a chametz dik pot? On the one hand, if I kasher it in a chametz dik pot, then maybe it's going to absorb chametz into it, and I want to use it on Pesach. If I kasher it in a Pesach dik pot, so maybe I'm now going to be discharging chametz into the water and then into the pot. So min hadin, and this appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Nun Bet Sif Aleph, min hadin, because this is before Pesach that we're doing our kashering, and kashering should all be done before the end of the fourth hour on Erev Pesach, the same time for the latest time of eating chametz is the latest time that one should really be kashering. So seeing as at this point in time you're allowed to eat chametz, it's what's called nat bar nat de hetera, or notein tam bar notein tam, of something which is mutter. Meaning that, say, I cooked my pasta in a saucepan, so the pasta, the chametz from the pasta has been absorbed into the saucepan. Then when I heat up water in the saucepan, the chametz from the pot is now being absorbed into the water. Now when I immerse my kli, my kos, my kiddush becher, into the water, chametz is being absorbed from the water into the kli. But we've got several stages there, and seeing as that chametz at this point in time is something which is permitted, so therefore it's not a problem at all. So really, min hadin, you can kasher in either a Pesach dik vessel or a chametz dik vessel. It actually doesn't make any difference. After the Shah Chamishit, after the end of the fourth hour, once the fifth hour has been begun, so then it's much more complex, and we say nat bar nat de isura, because chametz is prohibited, and therefore one wouldn't be able to kasher it in a chametz dik vessel. One would have to kasher it in a Pesach dik vessel, and then re-kasher the vessel, if one's going to use it on Pesach. The Mishnah Brewer in the Shar HaTzion, Siman Taf Nun Bet Sif Katan Tet Vav, he says that even before the end of the fourth hour, so you're kashering a couple of days before Pesach, the minhag is to kasher in a Pesach dik kli, and then to re-kasher the kli afterwards. So you take a Pesach dik saucepan, you boil hot water, and you immerse your kos into it, and then you will empty out your kli, boil up your saucepan, boil up more hot water into it, and then empty it out, and then you've kashered your saucepan again as well. If you didn't, if you used the chametz dik kli, then your items are going to be fine. The other question that often comes up is that we say that the kelim have to be einon ben yoma. They have to be not used for hot chametz within the previous 24 hours. So the question that comes up very often is, what if it was used for hot non-chametz? So I've got, say it's a becher, it's a kos, but for some reason it was used for hot chametz. It was washed up together with kenedlach, and it was all hot and dropped into a pasta pot sometime or whatever it was. It's all hot, and it really needs to be, it does need to be kashered. And then it was washed up in hot water, just plain hot water, within the 24 hours. So it hasn't been used for hot chametz within 24 hours, but it has been used hot within those 24 hours. Can I still kasher it? So this is a machloket poskim, which appears in Yoradea, Simon Kuf Gimel, at the end in Sif Zayin. And most poskim hold that actually it is a problem, and that the water, hot water that was absorbed into the kos, has now become chametz, hot chametz, and therefore you need to wait another 24 hours. There is a minority of poskim who say that in actual fact we don't say that, and that seeing as it was only hot water rather than hot chametz, it's not a problem. How do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch says, chatchila, one should follow the view of most poskim and make sure that it hasn't been used whatsoever for anything hot within 24 hours. If, however, it was used for something hot within 24 hours and you still kashered it without realizing, so then, provided that it had waited overnight, it had gone at least overnight without being used for anything hot, so that would be all right, because there is a view that Eino Ben Yomo isn't a matter of 24 hours, it's just what we call Linat Laila, the thing has to not be used overnight, and one can rely on that. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually says that B'Shat HaDchak, in cases of emergency, extreme need, so then one can actually rely on the view of the minority of Poskim, that if something hot was used for it, provided it wasn't chametz, then you can still kasher. So lechatchila, one should make sure it's not being used for anything hot whatsoever for 24 hours. If it was used for something hot, but after the kli had waited overnight, then b'diavad it's all right. And b'shat hadachak, even if it hadn't waited overnight, one can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. Ad kan.